On Friday's Page One, Washington is gearing up for a PR blitz as the Supreme Court prepares to hear arguments on the new health care law. Both sides are planning big rallies when the case comes before the court 10 days from now. Japan's nuclear industry is nearing a shutdown, at least for now, and Democrat Elizabeth Warren is running for Senate in Massachusetts, but a lot of her support comes from Hollywood celebrities. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Washington is gearing up for a PR blitz about the new health care law. Supporters and opponents are timing their campaigns to coincide with this month's Supreme Court arguments. Opponents are planning a rally at the Capitol that has backing from groups like the Tea Party Express. Republican lawmakers, including Representative Michelle Bachmann, are expected to appear. White House officials have called in leaders of nonprofit groups and urged them to rally outside the high court. The justices are scheduled to hear arguments for 3 days, beginning March 26th. Japan once got a third of its electricity from nuclear power, but all but two of its 54 commercial reactors have gone offline since the nuclear disaster last year. Times reporter Martin Fackler says that amounts to at least a temporary shutdown. Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda has called for restarting the plant soon, saying he supports a gradual phase out of nuclear power. But he's so concerned about public reaction that he's insisting on approval from local community leaders. Democrat Elizabeth Warren is running for the Senate in Massachusetts, but some 20% of her recent campaign contributions came from California. Cher is a fan. Ms. Warren is running against Republican Senator Scott Brown. He's trying to use Hollywood's enthusiasm about her against her. Last week, the Massachusetts Republican Party released a web video calling Ms. Warren a hypocrite for taking money from rich celebrities while supporting populist causes. Miami is booming as the Hollywood of telenovelas. Those are daily soap operas for Spanish-speaking audiences. Six telenovelas are now in production in Miami. Telenovelas used to come from Mexico, but producers are turning to South Florida because of tax breaks and the increasing clout of Hispanic audiences in the U.S. Friday's Times profiles the hacker who became a federal informant. On the Internet, he was a leader among politically motivated hacktivists, but offline, he was the unemployed party boy of the Lower East Side here in New York. Neighbors say he even offered to use his hacking skills to improve their credit ratings. The authorities say he helped them catch other hackers in Europe and the U.S. They've now been charged in connection with computer assaults on private companies and government agencies. Inside Friday's Times, China is moving to bolster the rights of defendants. On paper, anyway, it's curbing the power of police and prosecutors. The changes to China's criminal procedure law were presented to the National People's Congress. They're all but certain to be adopted next week. But legal experts say the justice system will still be tilted in favor of Chinese authorities. A high-ranking official in Syria's oil ministry defected as the country's currency plunged. Deputy Oil Minister Abdu Hussam Eldin announced his defection in a video. He denounced what he called the brutal government of President Bashar al-Assad. British and American officials who support the overthrow of the Assad government say the defection could be a turning point. Prominent Syrian opposition figures aren't so sure. Pakistan's interior minister said Osama bin Laden's three wives had been charged with illegally entering the country. They've been under house arrest since bin Laden was killed by U.S. commandos last year. Interior Minister Rehman Malik said they're being kept in what he called a comfortable five-bedroom house in Islamabad. He said their children can be sent back to their native countries if they want to go. Friday's Business Day section says the Justice Department is looking into whether Apple Computer and five publishing companies agreed to work together to raise prices of e-books. The European Union announced a similar investigation in December. In this country, one person who's close to the investigation says the Justice Department hopes to decide on the direction of the case by the end of the month. Officials have already reportedly warned Apple and the publishers it could take them to court. Experts say to expect more solar storms like the one on Thursday, but we may have lucked out this time. The disturbance rated only a 1 on NASA's scale of 1 to 5. Even so, an awful lot of charged particles from the sun slammed into the Earth's magnetic field at more than a million miles an hour. But officials said there were no reports of problems with power grids, GPS devices, or other technologies that solar storms can disrupt. Friday's Times profiles Representative Michael Grimm of Staten Island here in New York. Grimm has had to draw on his political gifts as he fights allegations of improper campaign fundraising. He had been a rising star in the GOP who'd won the trust of red state Republicans. Several said they'd leaned on his Wall Street experience to clarify complicated financial legislation. That's our preview of Friday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.